be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white.
Elvis Presley with a little blue Christmas on your radio, friend. No problem with that around here. Much white, and we're going to keep you company with all the great Christmas tunage throughout. And just keep it tuned. Just make sure you have it set on your radio. And we will have the Christmas music, the information, the laughs, the inspiration, and the community conversations. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is a tremendous Tuesday. And he is the tremendous county executive of the great county of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Please welcome back to WRJN County Executive Jim Kruiser. Good morning, Mr. County Executive.
Good morning, Glenn. It is a pleasure to be on the radio with you today. It is a beautiful day in Kenosha County.
It's certainly warmed up a little bit. It feels like summer out there. If the wind would die down, it'd actually be a pleasant day.
Everybody's wearing their sunglasses. Things are so bright in Kenosha County. It's great. We've got all kinds of winter activities going on. We just had a ribbon cutting for Aaron snowblowers in Summers. It was the first building that opened in the first industrial park in the village of Summers. It was a big event. And how appropriate that on the Friday that we cut the ribbon, then that whole weekend, Mother Nature helps sell Aaron snowblowers.
I love when that happens. I love when Mother Nature cooperates with commerce.
Absolutely. It works out great.
I actually was in your fine county yesterday. It was my birthday, and I had an appointment in Lake Forest, just over the border. And so I gave myself enough time to stop for a delicious Kenosha bratwurst and a frothy beverage.
Well, and you should enjoy yourself in Kenosha County, and happy 34th. I really
thank you.
Congratulations, Glenn.
Thank you, Mr. County Executive. I certainly appreciate that. 34 plus 23. I don't sound old, but I certainly look old and feel old. But it was very pleasant to be in Kenosha yesterday, and I was thinking of you while I was munching on my brat, because I still owe you a brat from the Packers' defeat of the Chicago Bears the first time around, and then they did it again on Sunday.
Yes, I know you're good for it.
Oh, I'm good for it.
We'll figure that out.
No, we're working on it. We have high-level negotiations happening right now. What we're really trying to do is get it sponsored. And we haven't done it yet, but it's going to happen. What do you like, County Executive Jim Kruiser, on your bratwurst?
I like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll go with a little mustard, not much. And that's it, right there.
No onion?
Oh, I mean onions, too, if they're there. But I like the sauerkraut better than the onions. I throw onions on there, too. Chopped onions. I like chopped onions.
Chopped onions. I like.
I don't like the stringy onions. I want the chopped onions.
Right.
I want the sauerkraut, and then just a hair of mustard that I put on before I put that stuff on.
Just a little fine hair, like the fine hair of a frog on the
exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You don't want to overdo the mustard.
No, you really don't.
You never, ever, ever put ketchup on a brat.
or on a hot dog, for God's sakes. In fact, I was having a little fun with my people in Florida, and I posted a picture of the McDonald's brats, because, you know, they don't sell brats at McDonald's in Florida.
Right,
and so,
exactly.
So I was like, yeah, see what we got up here? And the picture of the McDonald's ads has a brat with mustard and ketchup. And you would be amazed at how many of my Facebook friends commented that that is a sacrilege to put ketchup on a bratwurst.
Yes, absolutely correct. And in Maine, they have lobster rolls at the McDonald's.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
How do you know that?
I happen to be in Boston to Acadia National Park, where we hiked many miles. But they have, and I'm saying, why would you go? When lobster's so cheap there, why would you go to McDonald's for a lobster roll? But I guess if some people are in a hurry and they just want a taste, they'll get it. But it's unique. Now I get the whole brat thing in our region, lobster out there. Kind of interesting.
Well, it's the same question, really.
Regionalizing specialties.
Why would you go to Max for a brat in Wisconsin? I mean, that's a little silly. But you know what? They're not bad. I've had them. They're not bad at all.
I haven't had one.
I like a
brat.
Haven't
had one. I like going to Brat Stop.
Well, you know, you have to support your local municipality businesses there, and you should.
And a local homegrown business. That's right. Since April 1961, the Brat Stop.
Yeah, I used to go there before I was legal age. They used to serve us from Illinois. We used to hightail it over the border.
Are you on the list of the people they kicked out?
No, this is when it was like, I mean, it was when the drinking age was 18 in Wisconsin. And so we were seniors in high school.
Right.
We used to make a little trip because we thought it was so cool that we could get into the Brat Stop. I don't think they do that anymore, do they, County Executive?
Rocket North.
Yeah, that's exactly
Rocket North, right?
That's exactly right. He is County Executive Jim Kruiser from Kenosha. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation. Do you know what Mercury retrograde is?
Explain to me what that is.
So the answer is no to my yes or no question. You do not know what it is.
I wasn't sure exactly what you said. You kind of threw it all together quickly at me.
It's called Mercury retrograde.
What is it?
Mercury retrograde. You should really write it down.
Right. That's when they dropped the lower unit in an old outboard motor, and they had the gear shifting in the bottom part of the grates with the prop.
No, that is not what it is. What Mercury retrograde is a astrological event that happens every quarter. You know how we have the high tide and the full moon monthly? And it affects people, and it affects the planet. Well, Mercury retrograde does, too. It just happens once a quarter. And it appears to the eye and to a telescope like the planet Mercury is retrograding away from the Earth. But it's not. It's just how it appears. Just like,
and the effect on fish and habitat is what?
The effect is on all things communication. Like right now, your phone is breaking in and out. And even though obviously we have problems with communication all year round, it is especially heightened during seasons of Mercury retrograde. And you are, and all kidding aside, you are going to see things happen in your office and in government communication. It affects interpersonal communication. It affects all technological communication that has anything to do with human beings communicating, like cell phones or satellite dishes or computers, those type of things. And, you will be very happy to be aware of Mercury retrograde at the government offices of Kenosha County.
Well, I have, Glenn, and if I was to you at Mike's yesterday and you told me about this, I would get the bar dice and I would pick them up and call BS. But we probably are telling the truth today.
Now, you're on your cell phone, aren't you? You're on your cell
phone. I'm on a phone. It's not a wired phone, but it's a phone I pick up off the one I can walk around the office with.
Yeah, it's
so you want me on a wired phone next time.
Yeah, I talked to Karen about it and everything. because I was afraid that Mercury retrograde and the cellular technology that has not been perfected yet would be in effect. So any big plans at the Cruiser House for Christmas?
Yes, cross-country ski to Fine Springs and at Parkside Cross Country Course. Looking forward to that after Christmas. They should be groomed by then. Once it gets a little warmer, groom her out and get that done. There's 10 miles of groomed mountain biking out, and 3 miles of cross-country out there. And there's snowshoe rental. We're going to go snowshoeing at Pets, but they rent them out at Pringle Nature Center in Bristol. And of course, at Petrifying Springs and Fox River Park and Silver Lake Park, they have sledding hills to take the kids where they walk up, slide down, walk up, slide down, and when they get home, they sleep really well. So helpfulness for the parents to take their kids out sledding where they can. It's a good time. Good time. It's very safe. Just don't walk up the middle of the hill. Go on either side when you're walking up. The target.
He is Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation for a tremendous Tuesday morning. So what is the first agenda item on the government of Kenosha County's docket after the first of the year?
Well, one of the most exciting things is looking at the $13 million renovation at Wilmont Ski Hill. It is outstanding, believable, the change on the inside, the change of the hill, the increased snow machines, the tube open there. That hasn't changed much, but I'll tell you, the whole retrofit, anybody who's ever wants to go skiing or give a kid and go out there, let me tell you, it's world class. And they're, when you buy, you're hooked up with, others like Breckenridge and others that you, the yearly pass is good for. So if you're traveling, you'll be able to do all of those together. My wife used to be ski patrol out there, so going out there and checking it out. I think we'll do that after Christmas in a cast. And then we'll do a little fish booming. But if you want to go out there and grab something to eat, I think those of you who used to ski would find that quite interesting to go out there and see things they've made. It's all private investment, and they've done a heck of a job out there.
Well, you are doing a heck of a job for Kenosha County, and next time, your next appearance will be the Brat payoff, I promise.
Okay. It can be next time or the time after. I don't want to, tie in anything that you're uncomfortable doing, but I'm looking forward to it. I was kind of like, I was already losing weight just waiting for that, but now I'll wait until the new year. That'll be great.
Well, we have to get it done before the football season is over, before baseball season starts. Well, we have to get it done before spring training starts, that's for sure.
Okay.
And also, Mercury retrograde. When I get off with you, just search Mercury retrograde, and you are going to learn a lot as the head of the Kenosha County government.
You may give me a new topic of which to speak to people over the next couple of weeks. It's kind of interesting.
You will find it interesting.
If anyone has a question or sees something on at a county park or on the highways, feel free to call my office, 653-2600.
Yeah, every other word's breaking up at this point. It's 262-653-2600. That is County Executive Jim Cruiser's office in beautiful Kenosha County.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
The community conversation continues coming up after WRJN Covers the World with Mr. Racine and our roving reporter, Mark Eichhorst. It's 10:01.
Wrong man questioned? Aleppo almost empty. I'm Christopher Cruz. German police say the man they thought had driven a truck into a crowded outdoor Christmas market in Berlin yesterday may in fact not